Sometimes we have problems with the plan, right? God's plan. We misunderstand what he's up to. And that's what happened to the disciples in John chapter 11, verse 11. After saying these things, he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him." Now, the disciples had two problems with Jesus going to wake up Lazarus. First, they thought that Jesus was talking about natural sleep. They said, "Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he's going to recover. If he's sick and he's sleeping, that's going to help him get better sooner." And then Jesus just plainly said to them, "Lazarus is dead. Lazarus has died." The second problem the disciples had with Jesus going to wake up Lazarus was the location. Jesus was going to be just a few miles from Jerusalem. And the last time they were in that area, the Jews tried to stone Jesus. The trip back would be dangerous. Can't you just hear the frustration in Thomas's voice when he sighs and says to the rest of the disciples, "Ah, let us go that we might die with him also." Sometimes we have a problem with God's plan. We misunderstand what he's up to. We fear the danger. But Jesus' plan is always bigger than ours. The trip back to Jerusalem was the beginning of his journey to the cross. You can trust him. Whatever he's doing in your life is big, even when you don't understand all the details. Father, I want to take matters in my own hands. Help me to wait on you. Help me to trust that your plan is always better. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.